When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
What's up?
Also, here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
That's me.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So, I had a very simple dinner the other night, brought about by pure laziness, in which I grabbed a wonderful implement from the pantry kitchen area and filled it with something delicious and ate it with a light crisping of milk. That's right, I used a wonderful cereal bowl for which to have my dinner. Can go wrong with a cereal bowl.
Did you have cereal for dinner?
I did, and it was wonderful.
That sounds pretty good,
that
actually.
Sounds great. When I was a kid, I had cereal. At least a couple times. My grandparents had these cute cereal bowls that had some kind of design in the bottom, but that design in the bottom was covered over with a thin plastic film that would, after enough exposure in the dishwasher or being attacked by spoons, would peel off, and then the pattern underneath would kind of bleach and it would look really gross and probably not be sanitary. That's the thing that could go wrong with a bowl.
Yeah. That's the thing that could go real wrong with a bowl. And also, I know what you're talking about.
That's just the extra flavoring. They built that into the bowl.
Industrial dyes are delicious.
It's true, just like wall candy.
BPA, real good for you.
It adds sturdiness to your jeans, and just, it's really tasty.
Yeah, beneficial protective additives. BPA.
It goes straight into your epidermis to protect you.
Yeah.
No. But, science is relative.
Hey, listen.
I guess.
Listen. So it's an alternative universe of deliciousness.
Hangs out in your fat cells like a little fire retardant hug.
Oh, jeez.
Now you're fireproof. Aren't you happy?
No.
You should be. Because fire is horribly warm.
Bad? Good? In this case, I feel like maybe it's not bad.
Depends on how you embrace it.
Don't embrace
fire. You're embracing fire.
You're safe if you've had the good bowls.
I don't think that you should test that theory. I'm just...
Another scientific thing to do during the winter.
Nope.
Yep. Alright. Now that I know what to do with my cereal bowl, on to the serving bowls. In which you serve... anything you so desire.
Ugh, so serving bowls, I just always feel like they're a thing I should own, but I don't. And then like the one time a year where I'm like, oh man, I made this massive salad that I need to take to an event.
Serving bowl.
I have nothing to put it in.
And I mean, serving bowls are weird because they don't always look like a bowl. There are more elongated ones or... they'll have, like,
so is that
patterns
one a bowl?
Or shapes.
Things that look maybe more like a serving load. Tray.
Not like a tray, but more like an elliptical bowl or an oval bowl.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
And, like, I expect my bowls to be hemispherical. Yeah, to have a circular cross-section.
Now you're just keeping your bowl in a box.
I mean...
kind of think outside the bowl box.
Box of bowls.
I mean, I am perfectly happy in the bowl box. If I could just stay in the bowl box, I would be quite content.
You only go in the bowl box on penalties.
I think that we're talking about sports now. That's weird.
like Super Bowls?
Indeed, like the Super Bowls. Where you use your serving bowls to serve things like chips and other delicious things.
Oh my gosh, I would watch the shit out of that show.
Mm-hmm.
like where servers are competing with stuff.
Mm-hmm. You gotta present the right bowl with the right food. Who will win? Let's find out.
The person who serves nothing but guacamole.
But they don't have any chips, then it's just a sadness.
Your fingers are chips that you don't chew.
That sounds very dangerous way to lose fingers.
Yeah, like four.
This is how Three Finger Jack the contractor got three fingers.
If there's no chips, you just stick your face in there.
Oh, yeah. So it's just a feeding bowl now?
Straight into the guacamole. If it's guacamole, yes.
All right, next time I bring you a bowl of guacamole, Chrissy, that's how I expect it to be eaten, or I will be horribly offended.
Done.
Done. Fruit bowls.
If you don't eat your fruit fast enough, the fruit on the bottom gets grody, and then it kind of corrupts all the other fruit from the bottom up.
Almost like fermentation, but done wrong, because it's not under pressure.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Oh, but don't you just love like how fruit is presented, and then people have to try and guess whether it's real fruit or wax fruit?
That is kind of funny.
Like, why would you have wax fruit in your house?
To make a trap.
To mess with people, because the grapes are always the ones that look the most like real fruit. So if you create a fruit salad that's all real fruit except for the grapes or wax, oh, that's a good time just waiting to happen.
I'm never eating with you two again.
Just this
so
is
you
why
know.
I don't get invited to parties. And it's one
well,
of
you
the
don't have a serving
bowl.
Parties. You feed people wax. I mean, mine's just there to like trick the unwary.
Mine is there to make me laugh.
Why would you do wax?
It's next to the real fruit, of course.
Why aren't you using like plastic fruit? Where does wax fruit come from these days?
The wax factory.
The only thing that I know of that are wax anymore are candles and those ugly Halloween candies.
Ugly Halloween candies?
Yeah, like the teeth and the lips and stuff.
Those are made out of gummies, Jeremiah.
No, I'm thinking of the wax ones, Jeff.
Those are just the ones that have gone bad.
I think if you're eating those, that's... Well, never mind. It's fine.
Right. Then only candles are made out of wax anymore. There's nothing else.
Right.
And grapes. Wax grapes.
Those are called lumps of candles that just aren't done anymore. Or tea lights. They look a lot like tea lights sometimes.
Wax grapes in the salad. Now you guys will never trust me again. This is how I get out of having to bring anything to, like, potlucks.
The podcast potluck?
Yeah.
It's a good plan. She's just going to eat a bowl of guacamole, and we're all just going to stare at the fruit, wondering what's what.
Yeah. I signed up for guacamole. Chrissy, you signed up for guacamole. Jeff, what do you sign up for?
Fruit, of course.
Okay. Wait a minute!
And let's talk about the bread bowl.
Oh, my gosh. I used to love bread bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Get a big old thing of chowder.
Yep.
A bread bowl.
Mm-hmm. It's like the best bowl ever, because you get to eat it once it's done.
What kind of bread?
Traditionally sourdough.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like that's really the only acceptable kind of bread bowl. Occasionally, somebody will be like, hey, I made soup, and it's in a bread bowl, and they'll serve it to me, and then the bread is just like... It's just like a...
Generic Franz white bread.
Yeah, like, it's not... It's just, like, not... sourdough bread. I mean, I guess is.
What if the bottom of it gets cracked in some way and then all your soup leaks out?
That's why it's in a bowl.
Like, the bread bowl also goes in a bowl?
Uh-huh. Double bowl. Double bowl action.
I mean, we double bag our groceries. Why wouldn't we double bowl our soup?
Indeed. It's the only safe way to live.
That is the most reasonable thing I have ever heard. I am now double bowling all of my soup.
Yep.
Going forward.
It's like a heat preventative as well.
Yeah, it's like a charger for your plates, right? Mm-hmm. Like you
make it look nice. You can put it in your serving bowl.
Often if you're eating, you know, like I eat bread bowls a lot of times when I'm in like San Francisco going to
somewhere
baseball
on the
games.
Coast.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want your soup to go through and, like, get on your lap. Because, one, then you'd have soup lap.
big social faux pas.
And two, it would be hot for a minute, and then it would be cold, and that would be bad. So.
And that just leads to disappointment.
Right. Double bowl.
Soup lap disappointment.
Remember, mm-hmm. everyone, always double bowl for safety reasons. All right, and then the most disappointing of bowls, plastic bowls.
What disappointing kind of bowls?
Plastic ones.
Like, just like any plastic? Like any bowl that's made out of any kind of plastic?
They're all disappointing.
They're disappointing because they won't...
I feel like we need to dig into this a little bit, because I've never thought of a bowl as disappoint. Like, I mean, I've thought of bowls as, like, not doing their job correctly or being too flimsy, but a bowl has never disappointed me, and I feel like there's some deep emotional stuff going on here. Like, do you need to talk about stuff, Jeff?
Nope, let's talk about plastic bowls.
Yeah, I definitely
and their have disappointments
at times. Taking a plastic bowl, put soup in it, and then heated up the bowl, and then try to take it out of the microwave, and the bowl was thin enough that now that the plastic was warm, it deformed very easily. So that you would try to pick it up by one side of the bowl, and it goes whoop, and kind of bends.
And you're not supposed to
even,
soup.
I could even see it as you spoke of it going.
You're not supposed to put those in the microwave.
It said microwaves. I think I might have written microwave safe on the bottom with a Sharpie.
Well, that a true makes disappointment. It okay.
I mean, really, I just want to get as many chemicals in my body as possible, and I think microwaving plastic soups in the microwave is the best way to do that.
Oh, you're microwaving a whole plastic soup?
Well, a plastic bowl full of soup. I mean, it kind of becomes at the border of the soup and the bowl on an atomic level. It's a plastic soup slurry, and.
Sounds like a super fun place.
That's the best part.
Since there's nothing to say about plastic bowls, because they're such a disappointment, and that's all that needs to be said, that's all the time we have for tonight. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
Don't microwave plastic bowls. And also, bread bowls should be double bowled. Please don't forget, we're here to help.
And if you don't double bowl your bread bowls... Hold on.
You might very well end up with soup lap.
Hold on. He's got this.
You gotta rally, Jeremiah.
There's no way to say double bowl your bread bowls without going, like, having your brain short out. So,
okay.
You make Ready? Sure you double bowl your bread bowls, everybody, and eat the whole bowl when you're done because you don't want to waste food.
Have some bowls at the Super Bowls. Thanks for listening.